This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are, one more Saturday. And another great Auto Talk Radio show. Welcome to the show over there, Brendan.
Good morning.
Thanks for showing up. We always need a producer.
Makes life easier. I didn't run late. I swear to everything, I got here on time, and, you know, everything's going hunky-dory here.
Hunky-dory.
Yep. Is that a term kids say these days? I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm not a kid. I'm far from it, so I have no idea. My son is older than you, so I don't really know what children say, because he's an adult, too. So, anyway.
Is he still shooting pool, by the way?
He doesn't shoot pool. That's my nephew.
Oh, sorry, your nephew. Oh, my fault.
Yes, he does. Him and his mom actually play on all kinds of tournament teams. So,
yeah, I've been noticing you're sharing the live stream sometimes, so I just thought I'd shout it out. It was really cool. I like pool quite a bit, honestly.
Yeah, they're quite good at it. They have a good time doing it, so yeah. they enjoy it.
It's, you know, I've been watching this week, and I know you'll be I don't know if you'll be disappointed in me or not.
Why would I be disappointed?
Do you remember a show back in the day called Pimp My Ride?
Yes, I do.
I was rewatching some of those old episodes.
Find them on an A&E or something like that?
I have Paramount Plus, so the old MTV shows are on there, and that includes, oh my gosh, the amount of TV screens. I mean, who needs three, 15-inch TV screens right next to each other? You're not going to miss any action, I promise that.
Who does that?
The Pimp My Ride people, they'll go into the trunk and be like, take a look at this.
Oh.
And then they'll show three TV screens are right next to each other. I'm like, that's so unnecessary, I swear to
you. You could elongate the picture you're looking at, I guess.
Yeah, but they didn't think that way at the time.
They just watched three different things.
It was terrible. Oh, man. I wonder how those people are doing now from that show, I swear. I think they regret their decision on Pimp It. Pimping their ride.
I don't know. I think they probably made money off of it. And, you know, it's all about cars and fun. A lot of people do a lot of things with cars. So
yeah, but there's a reason why people restore classic cars and not 1997 Mustangs or whatever. I don't know.
Correct.
Was it?
You're talking about 80s cars?
Yeah.
Maybe 80s cars.
Maybe 80s. Huh? I don't know. Yeah. I just remember... I remember one of the episodes was a late 90s car, and I'm like, there's no reason to restore that car, honestly. You just, with the amount of money you're probably going to spend on restoring.
What are you saying, junk it?
Yes, exactly, yes.
I see people put some money into some crazy stuff sometimes, so, but sometimes folks have, and you know, one of the things we always try not to do is make a statement or a judgment to somebody about, you know, this car isn't worth it, because we do run into folks that have a sentimental value in certain vehicles. You know, like I've run into people like we have an old Ford pickup truck that the gentleman, I believe, is going to put a motor in. It needs a motor in that. It's a 69 and it's pretty rough looking. But what the guy wants to do, he's going to restore it and put a bunch of more money into it than it's probably worth. But not to him, because it was his father's and it was given to him and his father's passed on.
For that reason, I'm completely fine with that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So sometimes we don't, you know, but to just go pick up a 1987 Cadillac or something and restore it just because you want to would probably not be the best idea. So the fuel injection and emission controls on that car is a nightmare to start with. So 80s cars, emissions wise, were struggling and troublesome. We downpowered a lot of them. As far as that goes, they were trying to make the emissions work. So they were messing around with lower compression ratios, smaller engines, things like that. So anyway, all the things that can definitely affect the quality of a car, and those cars were kind of a bear to work on back then. So anyway, just all good stuff.
Imagine how they are now compared to how easy vehicles are these days, you know?
Well, vehicles these days require somebody that has a really good knowledge of the electronics on them and all that.
Yes,
but absolutely. The ability to diagnose them and the quality of tools out there, if you know what you're doing, is so surpassed the 80s, you're right.
Well, what I'm also saying is that we're, again, like you said, when you mentioned the technology, it's just a big computer you're driving, basically.
It is.
Honestly. So as long as you are paying attention to that part too. That's why things are much easier than they were in the 80s, for sure, in those cars at that time. So.
Correct. And stuff that everything, and I talk about this all the time, cars these days, all the modules on these cars are all networked together and talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And they use the same sensors for their data for multiple modules and things like that. And so if you have a network problem, just like a network in your office goes down, then there's a as far as that goes, there can be an issue there.
For sure.
Think of this, though. Your network in your office, you got your computers all set up, the cables all running at. Why don't you put some wheels on it and shove it down the hallway and see how well it works? A car bounces down the road all the time. So, you know, some of these problems that we come up with are very interesting. So, I have to say the technology behind it and what we're doing these days with cars is just, it's amazing.
It truly is because
they really are quite reliable. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anyway, just one of those things. So as far as that goes in staying on top of them. Hey, we did talk about the release of the T-Truck, right? I won't say its name.
No,
the rear wheel drive one.
It's okay. You could talk about it more. It's okay. Just get it off your chest.
It's not off. I'm just saying that they're putting out a $72,000 rear wheel drive. I didn't know. To be honest with you, I never researched much on the Cybertruck initially. So it must have been all wheel drive originally. Is that correct?
I believe so. Yes. Oh,
interesting.
Because I think that's what their big advertising was about. Taking it off road as well, if you wanted to. But who would ever want to take it off road in the first place? But nevertheless,
I don't know.
Again, I know this because this is early. $70,000 is just way too much still for the market we're in right now. Currently.
How much was the all-wheel drive one? Like 95 or
it
something?
It was. Okay. Yes. I understand that it's cutting back a little bit of cost, but still, you need to make it a lot more affordable in order for us to actually get behind it. But I understand it's super early. As the years go on and the popularity of these trucks, God knows who finds them popular, but nevertheless, for those who do want to have it, it's going to eventually get cheaper and cheaper as probably. We find some ways to do it down the road.
Probably. You know what? I've seen a lot of them now painted black.
Yes, I have seen that too.
So they must be able to purchase them that way now.
Or I think they can repaint it if they want to.
Well, you can repaint a car anytime you want to if you buy it. That's fine. But I really think that they're selling them that way too now. Must be or something. I don't know. Oh. I just noticed these things. I'm always very interested. Do I want a Cybertruck? No, I'm not that interested in them. So I know you want a T-car though, don't you?
No, I absolutely not, but thank you for
thank you for offering. So, all good. Some of the news there as far as that goes.
By the way, it says here, yes, you can get a Cybertruck in different colors, but not through paint. Tesla offers a selection of color paint films to put over the stainless steel body itself. So, it's a film.
Okay, that's probably what it is, but it's very shiny.
It is, either way, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, there you go. There's some information for you.
Still have no interest.
But the only ones I've seen besides the stainless steel look are the black ones. I haven't seen any other colored ones. Have you?
Yes.
You have?
Like forest green and a really dark red. I don't know if you want to call it maroon.
Like
I'm not
burgundy or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So I've seen those things. But like you said, it's said on here, I bet it's more of a film than actually painting on a stainless steel thing.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, folks. Well, we got all our Tesla update in for today.
Yes.
And we're done with that now.
No, that means anyone who calls in right now, do not call in about Tesla, everybody.
Now somebody's going to call in about a Tesla
because
you said that. And of course, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, even if it's about a T-car. We're going to call them T-cars because that way Brendan doesn't get upset.
No, you can call them Teslas. I'm taking therapy for it right now, so we're good.
Taking therapy for
it. Exactly. I'm just like, whoo, everything's good now.
It was your brother-in-law that worked for Rivian, right?
It was my sister's boyfriend, but now they're ex. And
he they broke up?
Yeah, they broke up.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
He used to work for Rivian, they laid him off after, I think.
Is that
it was
why she broke up with him? He didn't have a job?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was for some other reasons. No, he's working, now he's working at another company. What was it? Lucid. He was working for Lucid.
Oh.
Guess what?
They're bankrupt.
Yes.
They're gone.
Exactly. So
he must be an engineer then.
He is, okay. Yes. So I don't know where he is now. I definitely don't think he'll go back to Rivian, because Rivian did offer him another job, but it was half the pay that he was being offered before. And he was like, forget that.
Well, because they're struggling a bit too, I believe.
Exactly. So he's got pretty bad luck. I do feel bad for him, because he is a really smart dude. He's smart
ideas.
He just
needs to get in. He'll get in with one of the big three or something like that.
I believe so too.
And once
so.
He does that, then he'll have a good job.
Yeah.
It's all good. So anyway, and your sister's going to yell at you like, why are you talking about my love life on the radio? Anyway. But yeah, so struggling some of those for sure. Yeah. No, Lucid didn't last long, did they?
No.
So now if you own one of those cars, what do you do?
I remember it was 2020 was the big hype for it, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they spent so much cash on their own. And they couldn't get any real big deals with other car companies to help partner with them. I remember it was them. And I think the other company was Nokia was the other one, right? That was just struggling to get.
I thought that's a phone company.
I know, but I think they also have I think there's another company, and there's not affiliated with Nokia, and that company, and they're specifically in the automotive industry. Remember, they were supposed to be working with waste management, and they also tried to work a contract with GM. And
I don't know. There's been so many little ones that have tried to do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
You know, so as far as that goes, I don't know. We'll see if Rivian keeps that mix. They really only have two vehicles, right? They have a pickup truck and an SUV.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Just two.
They're working next year on a third vehicle. Again, I don't know if they'll make it through in that time personally, because they have been laying off people left and right. And if you look at their stock market, it's just tanking right now still. So
is it?
If I remember correctly.
Was it tanking before?
No, it was doing very good.
Was it tanking before this year?
Oh, I'll take a look. But I remember.
Are you trying to say that it has to do with what's going on now? I was just trying to figure out.
I think
out.
So. But even though, like,
well, a lot
Rivian
of people are taking a hit
right now. $11.60. That's insane. Because, you know, it was at one point $130 a share.
It was.
That's insane.
Well, hopefully you didn't buy at $130 when it's $11 now.
It started off this year at $17 a share.
Okay.
So it's gone down to like $12.
It's $6. Yeah. It's not
that's,
a big deal.
That's just a shame to see that right now. So again, it does say here that Rivian's had a really good first quarter of sales.
Oh, nice.
I see that. So
I think I've seen more of them out there.
I definitely see plenty of them for sure. But yeah, I do worry that... this might be, I wouldn't say a monopolistic market, the electric vehicle, because I guess we do have other big car companies in here, but independent ones like Tesla, like the Lucids, like the Rivians. But you do mention how we're a little less lenient on foreign cars coming over. Now we're not, because of the
which is good.
Tariffs.
We got to equal it up, folks.
Yeah, but for example, I remember I was talking to you about, there was a South Korean company that's looking to make it into America, and you're like, okay. Well, good luck trying to get through the tariffs and everything like that. So,
Well, I don't know. It depends on if they put a good deal together with South Korea. So that's what's going to happen. But I mean, that's all kind of, well, I to be honest with you, I know it's not all playing out in the political field, but as far as equaling things up, I think in the long run, to be honest with you, the U.S. will come out better on the other end. with this. I do think a lot of countries have been taking advantage of us for a long time.
I agree.
So we need a level playing field. That's all I could ask for. So however we're going to get there, I'll take it. A little pain now or a little pain later, one way or another. So that's the way it works.
Blondie's one way or another.
Now Brendan's going to sing. Whoops. All right, folks. We're going to have to take our first break here because Brendan's singing. Give us a call, though. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, and Brendan's here too.
Good morning, San Diego.
Good morning, San Diego. Everybody's alive and awake. Looking good, huh?
That's right.
Mercedes is launching a new AMG GT63 Pro. You could pick up a couple of these. They start at $197,050.
Oh, let me check my pockets. Let me see if
better call your wife before you buy that one. I'm going to be honest with you.
Very true, very true.
Hyundai's going to has a new Ioniq 5. Oh, no, it was recalled for braking issues.
Oh, that's fine.
That's not new.
Yeah,
I see what the problem is there.
I heard about that recall. I will say that is a very, very popular vehicle. I've been seeing it on the road quite a bit.
The Ioniq?
Uh-huh. And yep, Dave Stahl's been a pretty big advocator for that car, too, because he's not a fan of electric vehicles per se, but certain ones he will, you know, vouch for. And I think the Ioniq 5 is one of those ones he does vouch for. So
we got a couple recalls going. Ford's recalled on some older F-150s for leaking brake fluid. Ford's also recalling 2025 Ford Explorers because they lose power. Wonder why they lose power. Let's see. It is being recalled due to a faulty powertrain control module. Software that could cause reset and cause issues. Could damage the parking pole, which could prevent the transmission from going into park. Oh. Inspected by a dealer. An update to software updates. Pretty easy. We fixed a lot of cars doing that these days. So, and come up with new stuff.
I did get another letter in the mail about the recall of my key thing.
Oh, you're.
But
what's going on with that thing?
But I told them specifically, I'm not interested in getting it fixed. And they said, okay, we'll just go ahead and put that down saying that we fixed it then. And I'm still getting letters about it.
They have to notify you continuously because they don't want to be liable.
Understood. Okay. That explains it. Even when I tell them I'm not interested in fixing it?
You'd have to send them a letter stating you're not interested and sign your name to it probably.
Okay. Because they said, we'll just type it into the system and then
they probably did, but you're still going to keep getting notifications.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
They want you to be well notified.
Yeah. I have 5 car shows to go over. If you want to do talk about West Automotive Group first, or do you want to talk
real quick,
about
and then we'll
awesome.
Anybody can call in also 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and Smog certified, Star certified actually. Smog-wise, been taking care of folks up there over 30 years now, over 32 to be honest with you. And, of course, West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved out there in East County, taking care of folks for over 12 years. And West Kearny Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue right there in Central San Diego, AAA approved and Smog certified, taking care of folks there for well over 8 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, right in the Golden Triangle, right across from here, AAA approved and Star certified, taking care of folks right here in the Golden Triangle for over 6 years now. Wow, man, time flies. And last but not least, North County Coastal West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway. Taking care of folks, AAA approved there for well over to coming up on, well, it's been 2 years now. 2 years now. Yay. So good stuff. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. That is, we believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in and have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. And at the West Automotive Group, we offer our 6 months no interest a card. Please ask one of your service consultants or one of my managers to help you out with that. It's great to have. If you have issues with your vehicle, you need to get repairs done. 6 months no interest means it's the same as cash. And you can save your other cards and not have to jam them up with car repair charges. And remember, credit cards don't usually give you 6 months no interest, that's for sure. So a great way to go. And of course, that's on approved credit. Get your vehicle in and take advantage of our diagnosis on your vehicles when the best money ever spent is on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle properly when it comes to a repair. Kind of what we're talking about today in the show is, why does diagnosis cost money? Why would you not want something for free when it comes to diagnosis? Just doesn't work. But we're going to discuss that a little more. But get your vehicle in and we're happy to die. I don't care if you have a transmission drivability concern, you have an electronic concern, overheating concern, whatever it is, let's get the car diagnosed properly the first time. It prevents throwing unwanted parts of the car and will save you thousands of dollars in the long run. No question about it. So that's what we're here for. That's what we hire the best technicians for, so that we get your vehicle fixed right the first time at all five of our locations. By our master certified technicians, like I say, which eliminates unwanted parts replacement. We also offer shuttle rides to or from work or home, along with low cost rental vehicles at our rental partners nearby each location. You can jump on West Automotive Group and follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram. And we're happy to put out little tweets and twits or whatever you want to call it on there. Little different things we put out. Super cool. You can also check out from westautomotivegroup.com where I'm the auto man for Fox 5 and the CW. Those all get posted each week. And then also you can go to Auto Talk Radio and check out the shows here. We put all these there. Or you can pick them up from the podcast places at Apple Podcasts, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, and TuneIn. All available there anytime. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But this morning, give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about, for sure. So as we run this stuff down, and like I said, we're talking about charging for diagnosis. Why is that? So I often have people say, you know, there's a big difference between estimates and diagnosis, for sure. Somebody will say, well, do you charge for estimates? No, we don't charge for estimates. Absolutely not. But an estimate is such as somebody calls and says, hey, I need brakes. Can you give me an estimate on that? Yeah, if we look up whatever you need looked up, that's no charge. But to diagnose a car with a problem, today's cars have in-depth problems sometimes when I say that, which means a problem that it takes a very qualified person to diagnose. And typically, we'll have people say things such as, oh, I went to this auto parts store and they scanned it and said it's just this. Codes on vehicles don't exactly tell you what part's wrong. They tell you what's picked up a problem. But a lot of these are monitoring sensors, and their job is to say when there's a problem. So it's not the sensor that code has popped up for. Cars don't tell on themselves. They really don't. They give us information of circuits or something that's picked something up. And from there, you must go through and test everything required to find the problem, which is very important. So we do recommend always diagnosing a vehicle properly. And once again, it is the best money you will spend on any repair, because in the long run, saves you a ton of money. We're going to talk a bit about that. Because, you know, in some cases, diagnosing a problem can be straightforward and there may be minimal expense arriving at an answer. Other times, problems are complex, may only appear under certain conditions, only appear intermittently, or may be caused by multiple interacting systems, which is what we were kind of talking about there. The time has passed when someone with basic knowledge and a few tools can probably diagnose or repair a vehicle, which is true. Today's technical problems require the attention of highly trained and experienced personnel, along with the use of proprietary equipment and data resources, which is a big thing when we're talking about diagnose a vehicle properly and how we get to there. So if your check engine light does come on and warns of problems with the engine management, body control, or other computer systems, code retrieval will reveal trouble codes if stored, but these codes offer no specific information about causes or corrections, which is true. I was just talking about that, and may not reveal the existence of multiple problems. So once again, a qualified person that knows exactly what to do makes a big, big difference when it comes to diagnosing a car properly. Technology today requires, you know, just the tools and the knowledge and the know-how to get to the bottom of what's going on. And as you can often create more problems with a vehicle by just throwing parts at it, because you're often replacing parts that are known good parts and just not the best idea. So we try to prevent that, and we try to, with a proper diagnosis, keeps from wasting money. And I mean, that's truly what it's about. And also getting the car fixed, because man, can it be frustrating if you're just going someplace and they're guessing and throwing parts at cars and you got to keep going back and the car doesn't run right and you have other problems and new things start. So I will continue to although today's show is kind of about this, we're going to continue to talk about this quite a bit. And then you often hear me say the best money spent on any repair is the money spent on a qualified technician for at a quality facility for a proper diagnosis, because otherwise you're just kind of spinning your wheels as far as that goes. So Brendan, were we going to run down car shows real quick?
Yeah, we could definitely run down car shows real quick. All so right. I'll start with the furthest ones and then get to the closer ones here. So Corona, I wanted to shout out this one. Ford and the Orange County Mustang Club are having a fundraiser car show today from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is to help promote a program called Hidden Garages, which is a campaign which encourages technical careers for high school students in the automotive industry. So I wanted to give that one a quick shout out. Another one is SCHS Auto Academy, which is San Clemente High School's Auto Academy. They're nice. Having a car show today, and it will be so also
San Clemente has an automotive program.
It does. Yes.
That is awesome.
And they are showcasing the students' projects that they have done so far this year. So, and again, all the proceeds go to help out the actual program there too at that academy in the high school. Obviously, San Diego Automotive Museum is having their Cars and Coffee show tomorrow, 7:30 to 9:30, so make sure you go see that. Today in Chula Vista, it is the Day of the Child Family Festival's ultimate third annual car show. This is going to help proceeds to the Chula Vista Community Collaborative, which is to serve families in the community. And I hear that for little kids, Clifford the Big Red Dog is going to be there, by the way. So for this is going to be a fun activity for not only for adults but for kids.
It's always fun when there's a big red dog.
Exactly. And again, it's for a good reason to go there too. Last one to mention is in Lakeside today from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's in Lakeside over at the Diane Jacob Lakeside Equestrian Park. It's the Summer Fling. It's a car show thing. All the proceeds go to help out military families in need with that
great
one.
Great cause.
Absolutely great cause. So go ahead and check those out again. Two of them, or I should say three of them in San Diego, one tomorrow, 7:30 to 9:30. One in Chula Vista, 10 to 3, and that is at Memorial Park on 373 Parkway, Chula Vista. And last one is also today at the Equestrian Park in Lakeside. That's from 9 to 1 p.m. So check out all those and look those up if you want some more information on the location and how much it is for registering today for your cars. So,
all right. Perfect. There you have it, folks. All the car shows brought to you by Brendan, as usual.
Yep.
So all good. All right. Let's see what Mr. Bodie's got to say. He's got an automotive question going on. You there, Mr. Bodie?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm top of the mountain today.
On top of the mountain?
Well, I don't know. There's got to be a metaphor somewhere in there. top of the morning. I don't know.
The top of the morning. Good. All right. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah. So on my Nissan, mm-hmm. I don't drive very far. I do have a tendency to overwarm it up. So, you know, like 5-7 minutes. And I notice that my oil, I'm using the 530 synthetic, like mm-hmm. like you said,
mm-hmm.
and it went down a third of a quart in about a month and a half. Mm-hmm. And I don't drive more than 4 or 5 miles at a time.
That motor's still breaking in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's brand new. Remember? Yeah, it's a brand new motor in that. So the rings will start to seat in that over time. But you might want to every now and then get it out and run it down the freeway here and there, you know?
Oh, I do it every day for about 4 or 5 miles.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so that motor's just everything seating in on it. It doesn't have many miles on it. When I sold the car to you, I think there was maybe 200 miles on the brand new motor.
Okay.
So
just keep an eye on it.
Yeah, just keep an eye on the oil level. Absolutely. And that will taper off rather quickly as it finishes breaking in. So rings all seat in and all that and everything, and then it stops doing that. But that is very normal for a brand new motor.
Okay.
All right.
Number two is when I'm. Sometimes I'm turning and backing up and turning. Mm-hmm. I don't push it. I don't go, you know, what do they call it, wheel to wheel?
Lock to lock?
Yeah, I don't go lock to lock. Every once in a while I get a groan. It seems like it's coming from the right driver's side front, like the kind of noise.
Uh-huh. There's stops that are actually on there that will hit on the control arm, that's as far as you can go. And, you know, we might take a look. Some of those, we put little plastic caps on them because when they come metal contact, if the cap's not on there, it'll make a noise. The little cap might be missing. It's not going to hurt anything. You're not going to break down or anything.
No, no.
But it's an obnoxious noise when you're all the way at the lock and you go to back up or something like that. It puts a little stress where it rubs against there, and it makes a noise. That's what it might be.
Yeah. You know, I'm very conscientious and warm up. I use, every once in a while, I throw a little high test in there. Otherwise, I use 87.
Gotcha.
And the last question is an alarm for this car?
Yep, I know. And you know what? You called in yesterday late, and I didn't get a chance to get back to you, but and left your phone number. I told Brendan didn't get me your phone number last week either.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about that. That was my fault, too.
So I didn't have your phone number, but you left it this time. So Monday, I'll give you a call, and we'll chat, because you said there was a couple things you wanted to chat about on the car.
Yeah, you know, I know you're busy on Monday, so, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday will work.
Okay, but I will definitely get to you at the beginning of the week, this coming week, okay?
Yeah, and the other thing is I told Brendan this, today is Earth Day in Balboa Park.
It is, and actually, I think the actual Earth Day is Tuesday the 22nd, right? But I know they're observing it this weekend, I believe. Yes, sir.
Well, they turned it into a commercial venture.
They did?
Which is... Well, yeah, you know, there's probably 80 or 90 booths. I'm going to go over there early. Go find a good parking space because that event is mobbed.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to it. I don't know. I don't know. We all have to talk about Earth Day because it's a good time to have your car all tuned up and running good because you appreciate the earth and you don't want to be spewing out a bunch of contaminants. That's what I always say. Earth Day is a great day. Get your car tuned up today. Save the earth.
Yeah, and ride your bicycle.
Yes.
Oh, question for you is on my I'm gonna switch gears. My 1997 Acura.
Uh-huh.
I can probably still get a distributor for that car.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, yep, for sure.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
And those do fail on those. They're just like the, they do fail. They're just like the Hondas. They do fail. But yeah. But all good. Yes, we can find one for sure, Brett, remanufactured. Okay. Okay?
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Stay well. Go enjoy Earth Day. And I will speak with you either Tuesday or Wednesday.
Look forward to it. You have a wonderful, safe weekend, Bodie.
Same with y'all. Bye.
Bodie, do you want me to leave you on hold? Just heads up?
Yes.
Okay, okay, perfect. I'll go and do that.
Have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye. Thanks, Brian. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. All right, all good stuff. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Bruce, hang tight. I'm going to grab you as soon as we come back from this last break. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Do you want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Get your vehicle in. We'll get you Interstate installed, as always. Always happy to help out and get that handled for you. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts. 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar. And La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. So good stuff there as far as that goes. Anyway, all good. Doing things, getting it done. All right, let's see. 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. You have any automotive related questions, concerns, or automotive stuff you want to talk about, give me a call. But let's see what Bruce is up to this morning. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. A few months back, I mentioned that they were bringing the Scout back.
Oh, yeah.
National Harvester Scout. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it was Volkswagen that was behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's out, and they're taking advance orders on it. And their website was scoutmotors.com. Now, I've got it up now, and there's two versions of it that they're selling, and they both bear the same name as the old Internationals. Traveler and Terra.
Mm-hmm.
The different main difference, the Traveler looks a good deal like the Scout. The Terra, that was kind of plain, so you can't really suggest that this is, they're trying to copy it. But anyway, mm-hmm. they're both retro in style. So
are they both fully electric? I know that the
No, they're actual.
The new Scout Terra is a fully electric pickup truck offering a blend of retro design and modern off-road capabilities. That one's fully electric, the Terra is.
Okay.
And the
Traveler?
The Traveler, I don't know. It doesn't. Let me see here real quick. I don't know what off-road brand called Scout is. Traveler.
Yeah,
as one of the two electric vehicles launching soon. They're both electric.
Yeah, yep. Okay.
Yep.
And then they're taking advance orders on them now.
Correct. And what I was going to say also is you are correct. VW has acquired the rights to the brand, and they're the one bringing these models out. So it is Volkswagen that's building these, actually.
Yeah, so they are backed, and money, financially anyway, and their plant was in South Carolina. And even though they're taking advanced orders at between $50,000 and $60,000 for suggested retail, the production doesn't start until 2027.
Gotcha. So, yeah, it's startup coming kickoff 20. We expect the Traveler launch in 2028 model. Yeah. So interesting.
And also interesting in their disclaimers, they said we bear no responsibility for old International Harvester scouts. In other words, there's no connection whatsoever, legally or otherwise.
I will tell you though that this new the new one here looks
Traveler or Terra.
The Traveler, which is the actual SUV looking one.
Yep.
Looks a pretty nice looking car.
Yeah,
and if that's the way it's going to come out.
And the roof line looks really bears resemblance to the original Scout.
It does.
Scout 2, which was a two-door.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And these are both four-doors now.
Correct. And the Terra's like a pickup truck kind of deal. Yeah. Yeah. But I tell you what, the interior, if you go and look at these, the interior on them looks pretty cool too. It looks like it's going to be an interesting vehicle. For sure.
I hope it succeeds.
Yeah. Yep.
And then something that you mentioned last week you bought a Jeep, but you never mentioned what model or age.
So I ended up with a CJ7 is what it is. What it was given to me by a customer that had been a customer for a long time, and unfortunately they've gotten older now, and they used to tow it behind their motorhome, and they're health-wise not able to travel anymore or do any of that. So he just said, hey, I want you to have this Jeep. So it was a super cool Jeep, and we did a couple things to it. I'm just going to play around with it a bit, but I had to get it all. It wasn't running, so got it all. It's all up and running now. Just smogged it this week, actually, and I'm going to get it out and something to play with. So
yeah, so CJ7 probably suggests AMC then.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, it's 80. I forget what year it is. 80-something, 86, 87. It's got the straight six in it, five-speed.
Probably 86, 87. They were bought by Chrysler Corporation.
Yeah. I think it is an 86, if I remember right. Or it might be an 85, too. I don't know. Somewhere in there, for sure. Right in the middle of the 80s, I believe. Off the top of my head, I don't remember. I had my nephew doing everything on it for me that I wanted to get done, so to get her up and running. So I didn't pay much attention to the year of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, by the time Chrysler got them in 87, they were all Wranglers, so they had been.
Correct. Anyway. You are right about that. That's absolutely right. So, but it should be a fun little Jeep to play with. That's the goal.
Well, what I was hoping is you were going to say you bought a 392 Rubicon from this year or last year. No, kidding aside, no, there is an investment car because they only ran this 392 for 2 years, 450 horsepower torque.
Mm-hmm.
The first year is 475, the second year. That car is destined to become a classic.
Boy, I tell you what they want for those things was ridiculous, though.
Even the
Rubicon top of the line ones, you know, that's a $100,000 Jeep. So
imagine with a 392 Hemi in it.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be fun to have, not fun to work on. Be fun to have. I didn't take a real close look at that Jeep. I'd probably like to find out in reference. Did they beef everything else up on that thing, on that Jeep?
Yes, they did. They had to.
I was going to say, because if they didn't, the accident, that it's not going to be worth much for off-roading, because you'll be breaking things left and right as far as that goes, you know.
With a 392 Hemi in it, would be.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so I didn't know if they went with the larger axles and gearing or what they'd done to that. I've never actually seen one in person, so. I don't know.
But the thing is, unfortunately, the Rubicon was the only way you're going to get that locking differential front and rear.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you actually have a true four-wheel drive. And that's the only way you get true four-wheel drive.
That is correct, 100%. That's right. Yep. And back in the day, we used to build them and put air lockers on them, which means ARB air lockers, you push the button and it locks them in solid. There is no slip. There's no clutches. There's no, the rock crawler guys and all that, when I used to do a bunch of different Jeep stuff with them, they, as far as that, putting in the world-class transfer cases and the ARBs and the lockers and the bigger axles. And so these guys would have $100,000 in a Jeep and it looked like somebody beat it up with a baseball bat on the outside. But I tell you what, all the stuff they put on them, those things could go anywhere. They were amazing what they do with them. So I'm sure they're still out there playing.
Imagine, for example, the transfer case on those new ones are usually around 2.7. So there's more gear reduction yet.
Yeah.
That's for that rock crawling, right?
Yep.
Just out of curiosity, the actual top speed on one of those, if you're in four-wheel low, would be probably 60 miles an hour.
Did you say 60 miles an hour?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not even in low. I don't think in four low you'd even get to 60. If you got to 60 mile an hour in that thing, even in the top gear, it'd be whining really hard. It'd be getting ready to come apart, I think. So,
but imagine just how fast you would get there.
Yeah.
Sorry, demon.
Yeah,
exactly. 170.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't hold the record anymore.
That's true.
All right.
That's true. Hey, always great to talk to you. I appreciate your calls, and good to hear from you, Bruce. You have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Sorry. Always great stuff there as far as that goes. I was just Brendan, you put on the TV and there's all these commercials that pop up all the time.
Put on the local news. So.
Oh, I know. I know you did. It's okay. It's always good to watch. But I'll be talking away and something catches my eye real quick as it flashes by. They just showed a sandwich right now. I think I might need to go get some breakfast.
I think I'm hungry too.
So what are you doing to me? Oh, it's a diner place, a new diner place. Oh, super cool. All right. Me and Brendan are going to breakfast here shortly when we finish up. So then we'll go grab some go grab some grub because it is breakfast time this morning. Hopefully you're all enjoying your coffee while you're joining here at Auto Talk Radio. We've been talking about some really good stuff as far as that goes. Anyway, the show today was about, and we appreciate all the calls in, and Bruce and Bodie always have great comments or different things to talk about. We're talking about, you know, why it's important to have somebody qualified to diagnose a car properly, which is good stuff when it comes to saving money. There's no question about it, getting it done properly. Hey, there's a bunch of egg hunts today. Did you know that?
Yes, I'm going to be taking my son to one of those for sure. Oh. And maybe a car show too.
I
get off a little bit early today, so should be fun.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. I noticed that... They keep popping up a Orphelia Winery commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So have you been up there ever?
Not that one in particular. No, the Deer Park.
It's a very nice
one
winery. The Deer Park one.
Yeah, Deer Park winery and Automotive Museum.
Automotive Museum. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very nice.
Are they doing a Easter egg hunt there?
No, I just thought I'd shout it out because it's kind of cool.
Oh, gotcha.
So going back to today's topic about...
diagnosing your vehicle properly.
Exactly. And what are the biggest mistakes that unqualified ones use? For example, if you go to like those secondhand stores, or I guess you don't call them secondhand stores. What do you call them? The auto parts stores, Autos. I don't know if I'm allowed to say their names or not. But basically,
well, those are just auto parts stores.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those auto parts stores, they have a certain device where they'll quickly scan your vehicle if you do have your check engine light on, and it'll give out a simple code like, oh, it's just an O2 sensor. That's it. But there could be a lot more details in that. So
you know how often O2 sensor codes are actually O2 sensor problems?
Oh my goodness. Like very little amounts. Yes, probably. Correct. So.
Yeah, but that's a good point that you get. So often lean codes, things like that. And then they'll say, oh, put an O2 sensor in it. As you're talking to a young feller that's never worked on a car.
It's true. Yeah. So it's best that you take it to a qualified facility with qualified technicians.
Well, and the problem with that is you start putting aftermarket parts on a car, you're mm-hmm. replacing known good parts with, you can create other issues. You really can.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if the young gentleman sells you the incorrect part, then you replace the part with, now you created another issue.
Exactly.
So, you know, this can go on and on and on and on and on. And in the end run, you just end up wasting a lot of money.
It's true.
And flustration. Because if you're buying those parts, you're probably putting them on yourself because nobody else is doing it for you. So, yeah, in the end run, that can turn out bad. So, plain and simple, a qualified technician diagnosed vehicle properly. Most repairs are one-point repairs, most of them. There are some that are more complex and require more time and energy, but most of them are one-point repairs. So, at that point, car's fixed, you're down the road, you don't have to worry about the same thing again.
Yeah, so, that's correct, Amundo.
Yeah, it's just a better way to go. And we'll stop you from pulling your hair out, for sure. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there, we appreciate you joining us this weekend. As always, you know, we'll be back next Saturday. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up, for sure. That's the preferred way to run. And be safe out there. Have a wonderful Easter weekend. That's what this is. Have a beautiful Earth Day, which is coming up on Tuesday the 22nd, because you won't talk to us until after that. And just make sure and enjoy and get out there. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer, San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. Until next Saturday, enjoy, folks.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.